The Traveler's Journal, August 26th. Exploring Castles by the Sea. For sailors who navigate open water, landmarks along the shore take on a special meaning. All around Europe, where so much history has arrived by sea, one's first sight of land is often a fortress. From Marstrand in Sweden in the north to the Rock of Gibraltar in the south, dozens of former strongholds still stand watch, each reflecting the architecture of armament of its day. England has been an island fortress for 1,000 years. Many believe that Tintagel Castle on Cornwall's rugged Atlantic coast is the site of Camelot, the home of King Arthur Pendragon. Orford Castle in East Anglia, Cinque-Port Castle high on Dover's white chalk cliffs, and Burgh Castle in Norfolk have each played key roles in the defense of the sceptred isle. In France, at the mouth of the Seine, Saint-Marcouf was the ultimate in castle building when it was completed in 1678. 3 centuries later, the German army built concrete bunkers to repel the Allied invasion. Neither of these fortresses proved impenetrable. In the Mediterranean, the history of warfare is even older. Fort St. Elmo on the island of Malta and Mandrake Castle on Rhodes both date back to the Great Crusades. Further east in the Aegean stand the stony ruins of even earlier conflicts, such as Mycenae, where the bodies of Agamemnon and Clytemnestra still lie. For the thoughtful traveler, an exploration of any of these ruins speaks to the futility of mankind's eternal inclination to defend his shores with walls of stone. You can always check into our site on the World Wide Web at travelersjournal.com. You'll find a world of travel resources. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.